Today we're talking about how one of my infamous jokes was actually stolen and posted on Reddit yesterday. Zero credit given. What up with that? We're also going to be talking about our Christmas promotion with the food bank, Flower Shop Friday, and Ryder and I are going to sing a Christmas song for you. You're welcome. Charlie's in his song, so yeah, that gives you a reason to stick around. Okay, bye.
This is Ryder Reloaded, the official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Oh, I smell great.
Sorry. I was just talking about how much I'm sweating. Ryder's like, yeah, I can smell you. And I was like, I smell great. I wear Old Spice.
That's men's deodorant.
I know, but it doesn't have any aluminum in it, the certain one that I bought. You got to check the ingredients, man. That stuff can give you cancer.
All right.
It's true.
What about an Easton aluminum? Should people be using those still?
A what?
Easton aluminum.
What's that?
A Gretzky silver hockey stick.
Okay, buddy.
What? Easton aluminums were a huge deal, and I'm pretty sure people still have them. So, if aluminum's bad for you, can you still be using an Easton aluminum stick? Okay, good.
Like you have one.
Thank goodness.
Okay, so it was brought to our attention yesterday that someone stole my joke and posted it on Reddit. And it took off, man. I posted it on my Facebook fan page, and it got 200 likes. Reddit, 5,000.
What?
300 comments. And it was stolen. It was underneath the shower thoughts. But you know what's awesome? There were a lot of people that were commenting, being like, yeah, I listen to Edmonton radio hosts too.
Yes. Stood up for you.
They did stand up for me, which
defended
is awesome.
You. Yeah.
So the tweet that I wrote is actually, the reason why I have a job, which is so crazy to say. I tweeted out in 2012, I have a small car to compensate for my massive vagina.
Oh, I didn't think you were going to actually say it.
Whatever.
Okay, go ahead.
And it went viral. And that's when I started getting Twitter followers. And then that's when.
Not the only time it's gone viral.
No, that's not funny. The joke is, like, you know, you see a big truck and a guy revving his engine, and it's like, okay, if you're going to do that,
small parts,
I'm going to buy a smart car.
Yeah, no, we get it. Like, it was, but I remember reading it in 2012, and I started laughing, and then the next morning I woke up, and I was still laughing about it. Like, I started laughing again while I was having a shower or whatever, getting ready for work. I was like, dang, this girl's funny, and then I found out you're from Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
And that you had aspirations of being in radio. And I was like, dang, get in to the station, which had nothing to do with the massive part.
Yeah, that's probably the furthest thing you would want.
Yeah, but no, it just had to do with your very crafty writing style. So now it's online. It's gone viral.
Yeah, but it's not my credit. But then I'm reading in the comment section that the person that posted it is known for stealing content and posting it.
What?
So
I just don't understand why you would want to be the guy that gets kind of famous on Reddit for stealing other people's crap and posting it.
Especially because Reddit users are very smart. At least that's what I grasp from it. I just created a Reddit account last night so I could comment on it and
be like,
this is my joke. Follow me at the Lisa Evans on Twitter if you want more content. I'm just kidding, I didn't say that. But I did create a Reddit account to see what it's all about because I've just never really understood Reddit because I don't have an account.
Right.
But I do get that this vibe that everyone on Reddit is really smart. They're intelligent and they're funny and they're crafty.
Well, I think especially because comments that are upvoted are the ones you see. So
right.
The smart, crafty responses to stuff are all the ones you read. Whereas, like, the dumb people that are on Reddit, mm-hmm. their comments don't get any love, so they're at the bottom.
So the joke that I wrote that was stolen on Reddit was a hot topic. So I'm just learning now that means that it was, like, one of the most viral ones that a lot of people were checking out, which is pretty cool, I guess. But
did you get any followers out of this thing?
I don't know.
Well, check your Twitter.
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah,
not enough, though. Like, what the heck?
Think you're making that up.
Mama. Hi, Mama.
Oh, we got a gooder today. Today's words of wisdom come to us from at Shockproof Beats on Twitter.
Okay.
I'd love to get in touch with Emilio Estevez. Does anyone have his emailio address, Devez?
Good.
All right, let's do this.
Now it's time for something that you'll probably forget. It's things Lisa found on the internet.
Hey!
A New Zealand man was pulled over for playing bagpipes while driving.
Been there.
What a challenge. What do you mean, been there? I'm just trying to picture. Have you ever seen bagpipes?
Yeah, they're huge. Guy must have just been giving her.
Like,
what? Was he late for practice or something?
I was going to say, he was probably going to a recital that he didn't practice for.
Here's the good news. He got in an accident and he was fine. Wait. Oh, I'm good. Yeah, double airbag. He was good.
It's National Unfriend Day.
Sorry. I'm sorry again.
What?
Oh, I thought that's what you were getting at.
No, I said it's National Unfriend... What? You unfriended me? Are you... What?
Yeah. Too many dog videos.
Ryder in the Morning.
Hot 107.
All right, check this out. Starting on Monday, we're doing something very cool from 7 a.m. until, what, 1 or 2 p.m. every day?
4 p.m.
4 p.m. 7 a.m.
No, I lied. 7 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Oh, so I had it right the first time. I'm sure most men can relate with that.
Excuse you?
Getting corrected for things you have right? Yeah, that's the life.
Like one time.
Yeah.
We got a text into 780107 that says, you're filling a limo with spaghetti? It's actually kind of accurate.
Yeah, well, canned spaghetti.
Yeah.
And other forms of non-perishables. So we're going to be at a different Walmart around the city every day next week from 7 a.m. until 1 p.m.
We're teaming up with Platinum Luxury Limousines.
Yeah.
And we're loading the limo with non-perishables for the Edmonton Food Bank this year. And if you donate something, what are you laughing at?
I was just going to say, I've been loaded in a limo, but I've never loaded a limo.
I've loaded a limo with, like, food, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, my own food that I'm eating personally.
Or six packs.
Right.
Yeah, everybody bring their own six pack. It seems to happen in limos quite a bit.
Okay, but if you do donate, if you stop by the Walmart that we're at, or hey, drop it off here at the station if you don't know what Walmart we're at. Anytime, 8:30 to 5 p.m. is what we're open to.
Nice.
You get a ballot to win an arcade game, like a custom arcade.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Very sick. From an arcade place. Like, they design these machines, and they're badass. So, if you would like to win one of those, all you got to do is hit us up with your donations.
Big J Arcade.
Yeah.
That's their website if you want to check it out, see what they got. I mean, it's such a cool prize, and you'll feel so good about yourself. It's good for our community.
Mm-hmm.
So, stop on by.
We're teaming up with the radio station next door as well.
Uh-huh.
So, James is going to be out, who's the little guy, and who's Canada's only male stripper.
Yeah.
So, feel free... Oh, sorry. Only male midget stripper. So, feel free to get his signature. Maybe he'll have some posters. He can do loony games with you.
I'm sure he's going to be dressed up in a silly costume, probably an elf or something.
I would imagine a Grinch, maybe, or Santa. Yeah.
He likes the attention, so get a picture with him, too.
But yeah, so that's 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. every weekday at a different Walmart around the city next week. We would really like your support, and all the money obviously going to the Edmonton Food Bank.
Yeah. So starting Monday, I'm just going to let you know which Walmart we're
South
at.
South Bank.
Yes.
Is Monday. Right?
Yeah. And then, like I said, if you're like, I don't know what Walmart you guys are at, give me details. Don't worry about it. Just drop it off at the station. You still get that ballot form.
It's time for another episode of Flower Shop Friday on Ryder in the Morning.
Sure is. This is where we prank phone call a florist and see what dumb things we can get them to write on a card. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready for some playoff football this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Taking on the Stamps should be a gooder.
I'm already drinking a beer to celebrate.
She's not kidding.
No, I'm not.
Breakfast beers.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, let's do this. Sorry, just connecting. There we go.
Good morning, flowers.
Oh, pretty good, thanks. You?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Good, and you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Just wondering if you could fill out a card for me quick. I'm going to pop in a little later and pick out some flowers.
Okay. I'm ready.
So it's to the Stampeders.
Okay.
people want us to change our name.
Okay, hold on. People. Mm-hmm.
Why don't you change yours?
Mm-hmm.
May I suggest... Is that a horse?
Yes, that's a dog. May I suggest...
The Calgary Buseys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's everything. Can you just read it back to me and make sure we got it?
Sure. To the Stampeders. People want us to change our names. Why don't you change yours? May I suggest the Calgary Buseys?
The Calgary Buseys, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Awesome, perfect. Hey, okay, can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Can you get me your get your horse to neigh again?
What horse? Oh, no, I can't.
Come on, make it neigh. Yeah. Good horsey.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Flower shop, flower shop, flower shop Friday.
We've made some Christmas songs in the last couple years. And so we decided to set the mood to get you really in the Christmas spirit. We'd show you a couple of those.
Now, most of you know our roommate, Grant Johnson. All of us radio folk live together, and he used to be on our show. He allegedly had a crush on me.
Oh, it wasn't alleged. I think he still does.
So this is the song that he wanted to record with me, and things got weird in the recording studio.
I really can't stay.
Ravine is cold outside.
It's like +6 out there.
That's without the wind chill.
My car is started.
Just turn it off.
It's supper time.
That's a lie. I saw you eating pizza pops at 5.
My boyfriend will start to worry.
Isn't he from Fort McMurray?
No, he's from outside Mournville.
Oh, snap. I hope he doesn't kill me.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
I
hurry.
I can smell your weird breath from here.
Baby, let me whisper in your ear.
You've got Cheeto crumbs in your beard.
Sorry, I'm a bit weird.
Grant, let me outside.
Lisa, would you stay if I cried?
I really can't stay.
What if I gave you this coupon for a taco?
Oh, that's a good deal.
Sure is.
Tacos.
Hall 107, Ryder and Lisa, as promised, we did Lisa's Christmas song that she did with our old buddy Grant. That was fairly creepy.
It was.
And now time for the song I did without you. Didn't need ya.
Hey.
Use My Daughter. We did Bob and Doug McKenzie's 12 Days of Christmas last year.
Now, you and I said that we would do a Christmas song together. So if anyone has a suggestion on the text line, let us know what song you would like us to do a rendition of this holiday season.
Sure. And then when you're too busy, I'll get Charlie to do it again.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 2 turtlenecks
and a beer. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks
and a beer.
There should be more, eh?
We're on the go.
Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks
and a beer
in a tree. See, you need more.
Golden
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, I'm 6, go.
Of Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2-4,
5 golden 2,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay.
Okay.
On the 7th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Nice gift.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of back bacon.
3 French toast.
2 turtlenecks.
And a beer.
In a tree. Phew. This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, hoser.
Oh.
8 comic books.
7 packs of smoke.
6 packs of 2-4.
Four pounds of back bacon, 3 French
pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Beauty hit.
Where'd you learn to do that? Boy, so like that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Have a good day.
Good day, everybody.
Taking on the Stamps this weekend. Battle of Alberta. Winner goes to the Grey Cup.
So we have some friends in Calgary that do a morning show.
Yeah.
They're with the same company as us.
Exactly. So yeah. We decided to prank phone call them. I believe it's just Shauna doing the morning show today.
Hello?
Hey.
What's going on?
Is this Shauna from X92.9?
This is terrifying right now. Yes.
Well, we just wanted to tell you that you suck.
And so does your football team.
Oh, my God.
Well, see you later.
That is the most terrifying. Okay, I got to do traffic. I'm sorry.
Okay, bye.
Rider Reloaded, the official podcast of Rider in the Morning
with Lisa Evans,
powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.
Okay, thanks for checking out the podcast. Make sure you rate, leave a little review, and tell your friends about us, because that'd be cool. They can waste 20 minutes of their workday listening to us ramble on too. Spread the love. Cheers.